2015. It is now 2015, and I give 2014 a cheery wave into the distance, and I'm not going to be entirely sorry to see it go, I'll be honest. Although, you know, when I think about it, the main thing that I've been jaded about this year with has been the lack of band activity. If I'm going to be very honest, a lot of what I'd hoped we would have achieved this year has been balanced out by friendship and my friend Rupert and I have spent a chunk of this year walking around the Peak District, and we've also helped Matt, my friend, and also from my band. We helped him make a patio at the far end of his garden. And that was an interesting few weeks. Over the course of a few weekends, sawing timber, filling in bits of soil and mauling sandstone slabs around and cutting them up, and Roop worked himself into the ground. almost literally. It's hard getting him to stop once he's undertaken a job, and I think that was probably the tiredest I've ever seen him ever. And that's been nice. And Narina Palo has spent 2014 on a project of making EPs, whereby she's made 12 EPs, one for each month, and 5 songs apiece. So that's 60 songs that she's released this year. And those have actually got me through 2014, to be quite honest. It's been really interesting and exciting to have each of these EPs pop through the door. And some really good music. It's been really interesting to see, because I might have talked about this on Audio Boo before, but it's interesting and really exciting to see somebody impose such restrictions on kind of the time and speed at which one records, and then it creates a very immediate piece of music. So there's been some absolutely great songs, and in the middle of that, she's also managed to pull off a tour, and one final hurrah in London for the Tabernacle Christmas show that she does, which includes lunch, a sound check with the audience, and then obviously the final show, which basically culminates in pretty much at least 12 hours on the feet and on duty, as it were, which is a hell of an achievement. And and there's been a chap from America who has who came over to make a documentary about the Christmas show, and the documentary uses that as a focus, but the actual documentary is about music and the relationship between the musician, the music, and the listener. I'll be interested to see how that comes together, but he interviewed me as part of the documentary. I think he's interviewed quite a few people, so it'll be interesting to see what all these people say and whether anything I said kind of fits in. But yeah, so he's going to be spending the first half of this year making a narrative out of everything, all the footage, and all the interviews. And that was nice to be a part of. So, yeah, I mean, this year my band released our album, and we got our first BBC introducing session and interview. And yeah, we played All Sager Music Festival, and yeah, I think I'm fairly sure that the TJMB gigs that have happened, you could have counted on one hand, or maybe two hands at the outside. And that's been frustrating because there's a lot that I want to do. There's a lot of music I want to make, so I'm hoping that this year we make up for that. Other good things from this year, not this year, other good things from last year. I started playing guitar for Matt's solo project. And silly as it sounds, I've never been a supporting musician before. So it's a very different way to play music. Because I've only ever played music as a singer-songwriter. And to kind of switch things around a bit, so I am playing a supporting role and being part of the musical furniture is not something I've ever done, and it's been really interesting and exciting to be playing guitar and singing, but to have all the pressure off. You know, none of the weight's on me, obviously, unless I mess up, in which case it's quite a different matter. I'm really enjoying it, so I'm looking forward to doing that a bit more this year as well. I don't make New Year's resolutions as a whole, but what I do is I have my own little hopes for how the year's going to go. And I want to get my cartoons back up and running because I kind of miss drawing them. So, and I've got a notebook full of them, which I want to redraw because my handle on how to draw the characters has improved, obviously, over the time that I was drawing them. So there's some old jokes that I really enjoy and would like to redraw the images for them. And get those online. I'd like to get back into posting them and creating more, you know, do more drawings, thinking of more silly jokes. So, yeah, this year I want more music, more new songs, more new cartoons, more drawing, and I want to get everything, you know. I feel very sad that the things at which my real skills, sort of the stuff that I would classify as my skill set, I get very upset that at this point in time that they are relegated to being just a hobby, and it does lead to some long dark tea times of the soul. Especially at 35, it starts to become a bit worrying, and I've found myself tonight getting faced with that. But nonetheless, I still want to keep doing my things. So let's hope that 2015 allows me a lot more time and opportunity to carry on doing my things. You folks have a good year too. Speak soon.